This is a long loop of lowest scan reflectivity velocity in ZDR from Wichita from 2251Z to 0224Z, showing the evolution of a multi-cell. Note how for roughly the first hour in the loop, lifting with the storms developing along the line was relatively discrete, and motion was dominated by individual cell propagation. Many storms in the multi-cell cluster were moving east, while others were beginning to sag southward as a result of a different boundary relative flow. There was a large storm which had developed out ahead of the line just east of Wichita and was moving away from the primary line to just north of the radar. There was an outflow boundary extending east to west from the storm to the middle of the line. When the gust front travels at the same speed as the multi-cell line, the boundary relative flow maximizes potential for new cell growth along the leading edge, and the updraft becomes more erect, especially in the center portion of the line just north of the radar. 3D structures will evolve as the updraft becomes more upright and erect. Otherwise, when the gust front pushes well out ahead, you can expect a more slope front-to-rear two-dimensional structure. If you toggle to the velocity product, you can see where the intense winds occur just north and east of Wichita, where trees and power lines were down due to straight-line winds up to 70 knots. Intense updrafts due to the increasing shear and moderate buoyancy in the environment also produced some large hail up to 2 inches in diameter, which is not uncommon in multi-cell structures, especially in the southern plains. The large trailing stratiform shield becomes more apparent after 0200Z as the center part of the line weakens and more intense updrafts develop and accelerate along the line out to the west. Eventually, the western part of the line increased and intersected the central part of the line.